kids games and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suites, Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your visit today.
Craft beer is booming and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show. And for the first time in, I think, over a month, we're actually live. And Rudy, welcome to your first live show.
Glad to be here, buddy. How's everything going down there?
Well, it's been a weekend, man. It's been something. I won't say exactly how much I won, but the good folks at DraftKings gave me a free $25 bet on Friday on baseball, and I turned it into a very good payday.
Yeah, I heard.
I know. It's the only thing that sucks is that I was going to use it to pay for Saint Cecilia tickets, but unfortunately, when I called them today, there's no more. They only had single seats available, unless I wanted to pay $2,000 to stand per person, mind you. So I said, no thanks, we can just wait till next year. And and then also we got a new dog this weekend. We got a new puppy. He's a golden doodle. And whew, I'm telling you what, man, after having 2 days off, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, that's one cute dog though, man. I love the pictures. Keep them coming.
Yeah, he's a mess, but he's awful sweet. And I'm sure it won't take long for him and our other dog to become buddies, and it'll all be all good. So, what'd you have going on this weekend?
Well, we done some pool time, done a few things on the Blackstone.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all, man. Weather was pretty nice up here. We got a little bit of rain today, but it's, you know, sun's out right now, so I can't complain.
Sun's out. You got your tank top on for the guns being out.
Yeah, usually I go the reverse way. I do the sun's out, buns out. So I gotta.
Nice. I'm sure the neighbors appreciate that.
Oh, they love it. Oh, yeah. Especially when I'm pushing the mower.
Yeah, I bet. And then dancing while you push it.
That's right. I like to call that hot in the streets.
Oh, boy. Well, I just saw before we went on the air that Aaron Donald, he doesn't have to retire now. He's going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, he's going to, and it didn't extend his contract at all, so I don't know how that's really going to look for their cap space situation, but he's going to get a guaranteed $65 million over the next two seasons and $95 million through 2024. So he got a $40 million raise over his previous contract.
That's a good one, man. I hear Taco Bell's hiring.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. I'm sure Kroenke's got enough in his wallet for that, man. So,
yeah, it's just going to – well, I think a lot of that, too, is you didn't end up paying Von Miller. He went to Buffalo, and Odell Beckham's still sitting out there. They really – I don't – well, they got – they picked up Bobby Wagner over the last couple months. Which I don't know how much he was. I didn't pay attention to how big his contract was, but I'm sure he wasn't cheap. But also, he's a little closer to the end of his career than the beginning. So,
yeah, and with Odell Beckham, I hope they sign him so they can, throw some more cash at him. But what's gonna happen? Whoever gets this guy, he's gonna get hurt. He's gonna miss half the season, like he always does, and then he'll come back for the playoffs, and he'll explode in one game, and then guess what? He's gonna get hurt again. So
right, yeah. I think at this point, it's tough to trust him. I look for him to sign a deal. I don't even think he'll be ready to play until like November. So. I look for him to sign a deal. Probably it won't be the minimum, but it won't be much more than the minimum. And, maybe a 2-year deal where it's backloaded on that second year, but it's going to have to be a little bit of a prove me contract.
Yeah, I definitely agree there. He's going to have to show something and make sure that the lower body can withstand a full season in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's same thing with Jarvis Landry. Him signing a 1-year deal with the Saints is just he's got to show what he's got, and I'm sure that he can parlay that into a bigger payday in the next off season. But I hope it works out for Jarvis Landry. I hope he has a big year because I'd love to see that for the Saints. And I think he's going to be an important piece to the whole offense when you have him and Chris Olave and Michael Thomas. I think that's going to be a good group. But I think Jarvis Landry is going to be really, really, really important. And from everything I've read, he looked good in the last 2 weeks at OTAs. Minicamp is going to start, I think, the week of the 15th. So I think 14th and 15th and 16th, maybe something like that. But that's open to the public, sort of, kind of, on the 15th. But unless you already got your tickets, there's no more tickets to be had for that either. So I'm 0 for 2 with the Saints this week, buddy. I didn't get any minicamp tickets, and I didn't get my season tickets. So
yeah, but you hit a parlay, though, man, and that's good enough. That's good enough for me. With that Jarvis Landry thing, Jameis Winston's going to sleep a lot better at night if he does have one hell of a year. I mean, along with, Thomas and company. But, if he stays healthy, I think good things are going to happen.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be okay using Taysom Hill as a tight end, to be honest with you. I think that gives another wrinkle to the offense. You still can use him kind of as that Swiss Army knife type of a role. But really, offensively, that's the biggest question mark I think the Saints have right now, other than what's going to happen with Kamara. Let's just assume that Kamara is going to not get suspended. I think tight end would be the biggest area of concern. But if Taysom Hill can step up with as fast as he is and as strong as he is, I think it'll be a good deal.
Yeah, they could manipulate defenses. They could put him in motion and even, like, you know, sort of like a end around and flipping the ball. And he could, you know, he could toss it 50 yards, you know, to one of these other guys. So
maybe they need to learn that. Maybe they need to learn that old play from Tecmo Super Bowl, the old flea flicker play that worked every 60% of the time. It worked every time.
Yeah, that. Oh man, I used to scream at the computer about that play because, you know, if you snuff that play out, it's a disaster for the offense. But if they get you, they get you.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We got a lot to get to on this Monday night. We got some baseball to talk about, and we got some Jim Cott news for what he had to say during one of the recent Tigers and or was it Tigers? Yeah, Tigers and Yankees. So, all right. Well, we'll step aside. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Said I was his friend, which came as a surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Ephelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
We are the nowhere generation. We are the kids that no one wants. We are a credible threat to the
world. With more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Also, make sure you check us out on the Mixler app. I've been singing the praises of Mixler for, I guess, 2-3 weeks now, but it's the real deal. It's where you want to check it all out. There's no ads. It's free, and it's slick. works really well, super stable. I can't say enough good things about it. So if you're not listening to us on WGSO.com, make sure you're listening to us on the Mixlr app. So there you go. Well, Rude, I wanted to get to this Friday, but there was a lot of stuff going on, and we weren't able to get a show in on Friday. But, man, you know, I always love whenever announcers put their foot in their mouths. Lord knows I've done it before, but I've never done it on a level like Jim Cott did the other day whenever he was calling the game against the Tigers and Twins, which is weird because he was talking about a Yankee.
Yeah. Huh.
But I wish I could play the audio for you, which I'm sure we're going to use at some point as we'll use as a soundbite. But Jim Cott was singing the praises of the ace pitcher of the Yankees, Nestor Cortez, and he said, Nestor Cortez. Nestor the molester. He added Nestor Cortez. Man, he's fun to watch. So he had to issue an apology. Cott's 83 years old, which, I mean, I don't really know anything. I mean, there's not a double entendre, I don't think, for molester. I don't believe there is, at least.
No,
unless
not.
You know of one.
No, I'm I don't know, man. You got me.
He needed to issue an apology, and he was quoted on Twitter, which is impressive that he's on Twitter at 83.
Exactly.
He said we all make mistakes, Nestor Cortez said that we all make mistakes, and I feel 100% there was no malice intended, and he plans on lifting him up with this tweet, and he hopes others do too. No sweat here, Jim. Well, I'm glad that he took it in stride. That's good. But, I don't think that's not what you want to call people.
No, maybe were there any foul balls hit up there, cracking off old Cott's hit off his noggin?
It might have. I mean, that's like, what was that show? Where the guy was the play-by-play baseball guy, and he kind of had the fall from grace. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the guy that does the voices for on The Simpsons.
No, man, I'm not picking that one up.
That show was pretty good. It got a little weird on the last couple seasons. First couple seasons, it reminded me a lot of Eastbound and Down.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, Joe Buck had a pretty decent part on that, but it was Brockmire. That was it.
Okay, yeah, I never watched that.
First couple seasons are pretty good, man. I'll say that, but then it gets weird and it goes into the future and it's just goofy at that point.
Yeah.
But. It's the first couple seasons are pretty awesome, but it reminds me of something that he would say. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that nice mustache of Cortez had anything to do with.
It might have.
Because I mean that thing, it's on point, man. I mean,
it really
I like it.
Keep it. I like it.
Keep it. I like it.
Well, I mean, it must be doing something because Mac Carpenter's apparently found his bat since he's gotten a similar mustache since he's joined the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees have that policy where you can't have a beard, so the best you could do is a mustache. So, you know, it just depends how it grows in, I guess. If it grows in a certain way, I guess Jim Cott thinks you look like a molester.
Well, he said it, we didn't.
That's right.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the NBA Finals. We just got through Game 2 last night. Game 1, I think, to a lot of surprise. It went
I was shocked.
But, with the Celtics being down in that first game and then came out and made their first 7 3-pointers in the fourth quarter, which it was, you know, they were off to the races at that point and ended up winning the game 120-108. And they ended up scoring 40 points in the fourth quarter to Golden State's 16. But then last night the tide turns, and, you know, as much luck as I had Friday with DraftKings, I didn't have any luck last night with FanDuel.
Yeah, I second that notion, bud. I haven't had any luck with FanDuel since I started FanDuel up.
I didn't. I had a few of it, but I think I had like an 8-leg parlay, and I got Tatum's points and I had Derek White's points, but other than that, I was missing like one or two assists from Marcus Smart and a couple rebounds from Robert Williams, and you know, you win some, you lose some, but hopefully I can try to get it back on track on, I guess they don't play till Wednesday night, which, whatever.
Yeah.
But they'll be back. They'll be in Boston then. And I would think on that home court advantage should help. But, I mean, just like we talked about with in hockey or any other seven-game series, man, whenever if the road team can split the first two, I think you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, man, it's going to make a difference. Hopefully, you know, when they get back to Boston, like I said, they could really flex that home court advantage, you know, yeah. See what happens. But like I said, this whole NBA playoff stint here, the teams have been just so off and on. It's hard to pick, you know, what you're going to get each night.
Yeah, it's, you know, just like I figured – Curry probably, I bet him on his under. His under was 28. Of course, he ended up with 29, which also meant he didn't score any points in the fourth quarter because he had 29 after three.
So. Yeah, that's amazing for him.
Right. It's, yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. And it's not even, you can't even look, you know, I do my research on it and I look at people's stats. And you just can't. It's just it's crazy how it's just so up and down all the time.
Yeah, it's, you really can't put a finger on what you think's going to happen in these games. At least I haven't been able to, and I said I research them too, pretty extensively. So it's just not working out.
Nah, but there's always the next game. So we'll take care. We'll see what happens. So. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 a.m.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. Republican members of the State House are generally satisfied with what was accomplished in the regular legislative session that wrapped up Monday. House GOP Delegation Chairman and Acadiana Representative Blake Miguez says the session was unusual in that there were billions of dollars of one-time federal money from the pandemic and three hurricanes that flowed into the state.
So a lot of that money got spent on one-time expenditures, paying down debt, putting money in our rainy day savings account, and most importantly for a lot of the constituents across Louisiana, a lot of large investments into infrastructure.
Robert E. Lee Day and Confederate Memorial Day will no longer be on the state's calendar as official holidays after House Bill 248 received final legislative approval. Alexandria Senator Jay Luno says we can remember the negative parts of history without celebrating them.
Removing these holidays would demonstrate that we refuse to commemorate, fondly remember, and celebrate the darkest times in our nation's history.
LRN.
It's a little light of mine.
Look around, Louisiana. What do you see? Litter. It's harmful, ugly, illegal, and it's everywhere. It's stealing our pride, our beauty, our shine, and your tax dollars. Governor Edwards and Lieutenant Governor Nungesser ask you to join them in keeping litter out of our state once and for all.
Louisiana, it's time to put the paradise
back in our sportsman's paradise.
Visit letlouisianashine.org
to keep Louisiana beautiful.
Rolling road to bring the world to you. Louisiana truckers love what they do. From hauling big machines to the food we eat. Bringing so many things that make life oh so sweet. The wheels on the truck make life go round. Life go round. Life go round. Louisiana truckers make life go round in every little Louisiana town.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
Do we want to get rocked?
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. And we talked a little bit about it last week about some of the pitchers that are going to be available or are projected to be available at the trade deadline, which is the first week of August. But there's some other folks out there, some other guys, and I don't know, man. I'm looking at the list of all these different players, and I just not really. There's maybe two or three that I would say that I wouldn't go crazy about it. I wouldn't trade my future for what's probably going to be a rental.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet the farm on it either, man.
The three most likely to move being Luis Castillo, which we talked about the other day with the Reds, and then depending on where the Cubs are, which the Cubs have actually been playing a little bit better than I think expected, but Wilson Contreras, who he to me is probably the best player that I've out of the names that I've heard, and then Frankie Montas. The pitcher with the Oakland A's, but I mean I can't imagine anybody. I mean Wilson Contreras is going to get, well, really I guess all three of them could really get could nab a good prospect. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. Like you said, man, I wouldn't. I mean, just for a rental, especially. I mean, here's a scenario. I mean, let's say the Cardinals. I know Gorman's untouchable, but let's say he wasn't. I mean, this kid's got an awesome future ahead of him, barring he could stay away from getting injured.
Right.
I don't think it's worth it for any of those names to get rid of a player of his caliber or somebody that, that's in the tunnel that's coming out, mm-hmm. It's just not worth it to me, man.
No, and I was reading an article with ESPN, and they specifically said the Yankees and Cardinals, they should be players at the trade deadline. But I can speak to the Cardinals because I know that team better than any of them, and I could almost guarantee that if any of these guys are trying to or any of these teams are trying to get top prospects as a return on it, it's just not going to happen. At least not from St. Louis. The Yankees, I don't even think the Yankees would do it. I mean, I could see out of any of these teams that that have playoff aspirations, I could see maybe Atlanta. I think they need a little bit of pitching help. Possibly Boston, but past that, I mean, I don't see the Astros doing it. There's really not a big enough name out there for the Dodgers to get involved, to be honest.
Right. I can see a team that hasn't been there. I mean, let's say, the Minnesota Twins. I mean, they've been there, but they haven't been able to get over that hump. They got real bad luck against the Yankees, man.
Yeah, they do, for sure.
So, I can see that maybe, trying to get him over that hump. But, there's no guarantees. That starter's only going to pitch every 5 days, mm-hmm. and push comes to shove. You don't want to start them on, 3 or 4 days rest.
Right. Well, and some of the bats that are out there, like Josh Bell, Nelson Cruz, how old is Nelson Cruz? He's got to be about our age, right?
I think he's going on like 65, man. He's he's making his salary and he's getting Social Security.
He's double dipping.
Yeah.
That rat bastard.
Yeah, he's a son of a gun.
I mean, what do you give up for these guys? Tommy Pham, no thank you. I think that you could take a hard pass with. David Peralta, Trey Mancini, Anthony Santander. Or Jesus Aguilar, Tucker Barnett, or Barnhart, Charlie Blackman hasn't hit higher than, I think, 240 for the last 3 or 4 years,
And that beard is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's for
just
sure.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
You have Victor Robles, Jed Lowry. I mean, it's all like, it's to me, it's like a bunch of, It's a bunch of platoon player type, you know. Charlie Blackman, he's had a great career up until the last few years, but it's all just platoon stuff, and I don't know what you would, I don't know what you really would gain out of any of this.
Yeah, I don't see much either. You know, it'd be something if the Cardinals could get Trey Turner next year, but that's a pipe dream, man. I love Trey Turner. I just don't love him on the Dodgers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean it makes it hard to root for anybody on the Dodgers with as much money as they spend every year, and you know, they're the Yankees from, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And there's just not any love from me to on any of these guys. But I mean, I'm looking at all these, the relievers, which every team could always use, you know, some help in the bullpen. I don't know, Mark Melanson, but you know, he had a good year. What was it, last year or year before?
One of the two. I don't. Yeah, it's the risk versus reward isn't, like you said, man. It's not worth it, and I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't do it, man.
Well, and I think that there's part of it too, and this is just the way baseball's going, is that if you're going to go with any of these guys, you're almost just as, you're just as well off to try to bring up some of your prospects.
Yeah.
You know, a Willie Peralta, a David Robertson, Sergio Romo, you know, Steve Cishek. I mean, Carl Edwards Jr. Just come on.
Yeah, I mean, some of these GMs would be laughing themselves all the way to the bank, getting rid of some of these guys and then getting a pick in return, you know? I mean, it's not worth it, I don't think.
No, and then there's also talk of C.J. Cron being traded out of Colorado, which he's had a great year, but I wouldn't trust it. I mean, you haven't ever seen this out of him before. He's been a power hitter, but, you know, last I looked, he was hitting like 280, and he had over 10 home runs. So, I mean, he's having a good year. Probably he'll make the All-Star team. But, you know, past that, I just can't trust any of this stuff. You know, Cole Calhoun, Johnny Cueto. I mean, I didn't even know he was still around, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's out. He's out in San Francisco, isn't he?
Let me click. I'll click on his name. No, he's with the White Sox.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember La Russa picking him up. Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I just don't. I just don't see it. Unless some of these teams are going to try to dump salary, where you could get somebody that you could trust, and that the other part of it is that they, you know, that they're going to be around for more than half a season. I don't think there's going to be as much movement as what there normally is, or what it's even being made out to be.
Yeah, not with these names, not this year.
Yeah. No, but one guy who won't be involved is Joe Girardi, because after a 22-29 start with the Phillies, he was asked to he got promoted to spectator is what he got promoted to. So
yeah, and he's gonna love it. That's an awesome job.
Yeah, you know, there's really, and you and I have talked about it off the air, there is no reason why the Phillies have played as poor as what they have the last couple of years, with the money that's being spent on them, the talent that they have. The only thing I could say, they could probably use some bullpen help, and I think they need some solid back end starters, back into the rotation guys. But I mean, with Nola and Zach Wheeler, I mean, that's a hell of a 1-2 right there.
Yeah, and I like what Dombrowski said. He's like, I think we can make the playoffs. Gee, Dave, you think? I mean, look at your lineup. You got Bryce Harper. You know, you got Schwarber. You got Hoskins. And like I said, yeah, exactly. I forgot about him.
And Nick Castellanos.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that guy, by the way. I wish the Cardinals would have got him as a free agent. But anyways, those two pitchers you said, Wheeler and Nola. That Nola, he needs a better pitching coach in my eyes, because this guy could be a number one, not a number two. He could be a number one starter, man. He's got this curveball, break your knees.
Yeah. Well, and he, if I'm not mistaken, he was an LSU product too. So, but yeah, well, I would assume also with Girardi being let go, that the rest of it, you know, they should probably be cleaning house and getting rid of the rest of these pitching coaches and hitting coaches. But, you know, even last year, Bryce Harper was the National League MVP, and you couldn't perform any better than what you did.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I honestly thought when Schwarber got signed this winter, or, you know, right after, that, you know, Phillies are going to be, you know, a force to be reckoned with. But, you know, it hasn't went that way for them.
No, and they really don't have any excuses, because the Braves, they've been slow to get going. And, I mean, the Mets have been playing well, but they're also playing without Scherzer and DeGrom. So, you know, it was, I would think it was right for the picking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to start out 22-29, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very winnable division.
Yeah, basically it was their division to take, and they mm-hmm. they let a grumpy in the bed.
they Amber Heard it.
Yeah. Turd.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We got to pay some bills, and we'll come back. We got a little bit more to talk about. Deshaun Watson's making some more news, and it kind of might be a blessing that he didn't end up with the Saints. At least I'm glad that he didn't. So, all right. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Bullet stays right by my side. So tell me, open, pull me out.
Tahizi Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at midnightrevival.com. Find out who is playing by following us on Instagram at Midnight Revival NOLA. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
All right, thanks for sticking around, gang, for more of the Something to Say radio show. And we just got a few minutes before we got to get out of here and step aside for Barbara Hoover and the Beat Exchange. And then later on we'll have Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya coming up. But, you know, we talked an awful lot about Deshaun Watson over the last year, and it seemed like everything was going his way, but man, I don't know, after the allegations that have came out in the last 24 hours with this guy. And honestly, I'm glad that that he didn't get traded to the Saints, and I think we're in a much better off position with Jameis than what we could be with Deshaun Watson, because now he's facing his 24th civil lawsuit, and the accuser is also adding that that he was essentially wanting a happy ending on his massage, and she just stopped, and he went ahead and took care of it himself in front of her. And this is by far the most graphic of all of the allegations that I've seen so far. But at this point, man, I don't care if, you know, there was no criminal charges in the first 23, and maybe not, and maybe there won't be in this one. But I think at some point the NFL is going to have to really figure out what's going on with this dude.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, from the mouth of the good old Lee Corso, he not so fast, my friend. Yeah. Yeah, Deshaun, I mean, what are you doing, man? It's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty graphic. I like the headline here. How he just...
Yeah, they went right for it, didn't they?
Yeah, it's kind of like... Kind of reminds me of Mortal Kombat, where they say, finish him, or yeah. Finish... He finished her.
He did.
Basically.
Yeah, it's... And the... Tony Busby is the... is the prosecutor, well, I guess not prosecutor, but he's the one that's representing, I guess, the other 23, I guess all 24 of them now. But he told ESPN's John Barr that he may have single-handedly lost his client's case, because he's absolutely going to use his comments about happy endings. That it shows what his client thinks of the massage industry, which, you know, the thing is, and we've talked about it on here, when you play for a major, you know, a professional sports team, they have their own masseuses that are legit, you know?
I'm sure they are, yeah.
Why would you be doing this kind of stuff unless it was your thing, you know what I mean? If that's what, you know, makes them tick or whatever.
Well, BJ, 24 times. I think that's this guy's tick. And I mean, who goes out and gets an attorney by the name of Rusty Harden?
I thought that too. It's very similar to something else.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you're almost destined to lose. It actually doesn't even sound like a real person. It sounds like a made up lawyer's name in a comedy sitcom or something.
Yeah, I mean,
or an HBO show.
Right. It's probably like, I'm represented by Cincinnati Bowtie. How you doing?
Yeah, exactly. I think we came out smelling like a rose, because number one, that it's a PR nightmare, and there was already people pissed off in Cleveland about them trading for him, and not only trading for him, but giving up everything for him, and with no guarantees that he actually would be playing. And I think that it's a bad situation made worse at this point. So
definitely,
I think we definitely did the right thing, and maybe it wasn't even all us. It was partly his decision not to come here, but that's also because Cleveland fully guaranteed that contract to him, where even if he gets suspended, he still gets paid. And I don't think the Saints were willing to do that because we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun, he's happy to come anywhere, it sounds like. But anyways, what I was getting to, man, I lost my train of thought. Here we go. But I was when this was going down, you know, like a week or two after, you know, he signed with Cleveland, I was sitting on the couch and I was watching the interview they had with the Cleveland Browns owner and his wife. Uh-huh. And you talk about awkward. I mean, they're just sitting there. They got the camera. I mean, it's right on them. And, you know, it was just awkward to see. I mean, I'm sure it's on YouTube or somewhere you can pick that up. But if you haven't seen it, watch it. It makes you feel uncomfortable.
I'll have to check it out because I didn't pay any attention. Once he wasn't coming here, I kind of stopped. But, yeah, it's probably – well, I mean, what the hell do you say? Like, there's really no defense for anything. And you know, and especially like, you know, the NFL's made a big push for, you know, anti domestic abuse and things like that. And then you have a situation like this where, you know, they're anti domestic abuse unless, you know, you're a superstar. That's the way it comes off to me.
Yeah, and what I thought was weird, kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. You know, this happens to Deshaun Watson, but, you know, a few months before this was reported, I think, wasn't Robert Kraft in a massage parlor?
He sure was, and that just went away. You never heard another word about that.
Nope.
Well, and that helps that he also is buds with Goodell, so there you go. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, that's all the time we got for tonight. So the first live one's under the belt. So now we just move on and move up. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until tomorrow night, we're just going to play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Ephelinas.com. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi,
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans.